Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me to just give you a summary of what's newly posted this week in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. Please do check it out. New postings most days of what I'm writing all over the place. This all comes together on the main website. But the inner sanctum is for members only, and it's for those who, if you like, go the extra mile in order to support me, my family, and my work. And I'm very grateful for all those who sign up for the Inner Sanctum. So every week in the Inner Sanctum, I post four new things. One is the Lady Dow Diary, which I write an essay, if that's the right word, a diary entry about what I've been up to and what my family's been up to. So it's sort of a mixture of my work, the work that I'm doing, my writing, my editing, my speaking, my teaching, but also my home, life at home with my family. So we're on 2.5 acres surrounded by woods. We have chickens and ducks. We love birds. This week in the Inner Sanctum, apart from talking about the Triduum and the family celebration of the Triduum and Easter and what I could take to be a little mini miracle that happened on Holy Saturday with respect to our disabled son, we also talk about all sorts of other things. Again, I talk about radio interviews and the writing I've been doing, etc. But also the fact that we have cardinals nesting in the tree outside our dining room window, and Carolina wrens nesting in the hanging basket on our porch, and so all sorts. And then also every week we have Home is Where the Hearth Is, where I just basically wax, hopefully eloquent, on any topic really that catches my fancy that week. We've discussed all sorts of things over the months, and this week I've continued a discussion which I started last week on chivalry and literature, looking at chivalry. What is chivalry? Where does it fit into history? How do we find it manifest in literature? I talk about the Red Book of Montserrat, mention the Odyssey by Homer, Dante and Beatrice, of course, but also in Shakespeare, looking at the chivalry and its absence in three of his plays, Romeo and Juliet, The Merchant of Venice, and The Tempest. Apart from Home is Where the Hearth Is and the chivalry and literature this week, we also do a weekly poem of the week. It's often poems of the week because the poem's on the shorter side. Then I'll actually select several, you know, maybe perhaps three. But this week I have actually selected a longer poem. So I spent 5 weeks or so talking about it and actually comparing it with another poem. So the poem I selected this week is one of my all-time favourites, a glorious poem, To a Skylark by Percy Bysshe Shelley. And when I teach the Romantic poets, I actually teach it normally juxtapose this poem, teaching this poem with the poem Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. So two Romantic poets writing about birds. It makes sense to put them together, but they're very different, the approach of one to the other, how Keats approaches his nightingale and how Shelley approaches his Skylark are very different in the sense of one is narcissistic and the other is almost an act of prayer. I will say no more, but I discuss it in this week. So To Skylark this time, I will be reading an Ode to a Nightingale probably next week, certainly the week after. I know I'm going to do something to celebrate my homeland of England. For the Feast of St. George, St. George's Day, which also happens to be Shakespeare's birthday and the day in which Shakespeare died. How can I not have a poem of the week that's going to celebrate England and England's patron saint and England's greatest poet? So maybe that's next week, in which case Ode to a Nightingale will be the week after. But anyway, that's not what's posted this week. That's going to be what's posted next week and the week after. So apart from that, we also have a Revisiting Old Favourites, where I basically go back and look at some of my great works of literature and read them, perhaps with appropriate commentary. And for many weeks, we've been on the path to Rome with Hilaire Belloc. We're on pilgrimage with the great Hilaire Belloc as I read his wonderful book, one of my favourite books of all time, The Path to Rome. And we followed him from northern France many, many weeks ago, over the Alps in Switzerland, into the Lake Country of northern Italy, and now he's in the plains of Tuscany, south of Milan. Piacenza, I think, is one of the places he visited this week. So please do consider joining me. I don't think I forgot anything. I've named all four, right? Prime of the Week, Home is Where the Hearth Is, Revisiting Our Favourites, and Lady Del Diary. So that's what's newly posted this week in the Inner Sanctum on my website. Please do consider checking it out. Please do consider supporting me and my family and my work by becoming a member of the Inner Sanctum. Thanks so much. Easter blessings to you and your family.